One, two, three, four. Flapalooza. Flapalooza. We're talking to you. I'm Flapalooza.
What's up, man?
Yeah. All right, we're coming at you live from Phaser Control Studios with Scott Russo of Unwritten Law. What up, Scott?
What up, man?
We share mutual friends, Larry Young, Fishing for Chips.
Oh.
Larry, the homie.
Yeah, one of my favorite human beings, actually. He's great.
Thanks for doing this, brother. I appreciate it.
Too easy, yeah.
You're in the studio here down the hall. How's that going, dude? First full length since Swan, right?
Yeah.
Like, with the full band, yeah.
Yeah, first full length since Swan. I think it's been like 7 years, five, six. I don't know.
I actually did a little research, brother. Yeah, 2011.
Okay,
yeah.
Seven.
And then you released my favorite, the acoustic album. We've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's my favorite too. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, a celebration. About time.
It's good shit. So, dude, I ran into Wade here, and he compares the new album to Deftones.
I mean, Wade's an interesting character, for sure. I would say it's more like a darker Fugazi, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Deftones kind of have that hip-hop, or like, we have like faster riffs and kind of slower beats in some songs, but there's definitely fast and hard songs. It's all pretty heavy, I'm not going to lie.
So heavier than Black Album?
It's heavier than all of them. It's by far the heaviest record.
Who's engineering back there? Who's recording you guys?
Oh, when we were just in there, Joe Marlette was doing the first batch of demos, the first eight songs, yeah.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm stoked to hear it.
He mixed the acoustic record, yeah. He's a legend, yeah.
Right on. Yeah, we were just rocking out to that when you arrived. So what's the album name? Do you know?
Oh, no. We're way too far out from that.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have to get like... I'm sure it'll come from probably from one of the lyrics or one of the song titles, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, we're eight songs deep right now. We have another batch of like 10 songs, and I am like way behind on lyrics. As I am, I'm the worst procrastinator when it comes to that stuff. And it's just like, fuck, I've written like, you know, 120, 30 songs. And so like at this point, it's like, I really want to make sure that lyrically, like, I mean what I'm saying, and that's kind of becoming more difficult, so I'm not repeating myself, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I just don't believe in kind of phony lyrics or things, just saying things to say things. Like, I really want to mean what I say. And,
sure.
And so, as far as this record title goes, it'll
not quite
come
there yet.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Fuck yeah. Any single in mind? Not quite there yet either.
No. They're all hits, bruv.
Do you? Yeah, right. Fuck yeah, you're right. Do you have a release date or it's?
No, we're hoping to have it finished being recorded by June, or excuse me, by February, and then have it mixed, you know, March, and hopefully have it out, like, you know, within like 2 or 3 months after that. So we're hoping for an early summer release.
Stoked. Yeah. New UL this summer 2019. Stoked to hear, brother. I started playing guitar in the mid 90s. So UL was up there as a top influence, dude. Who influenced you guys back in the day, like pre Blue Room?
Yeah. When we started, like, this is, you know, before like, you know, Pennywise and Offspring. Right. I think NoFX had come out, but it was really about Bad Religion.
Puritan work ethic maintains its subconscious edge. As old glory maintains your consciousness.
We really like melodic punk rock and like American melodic punk rock at that. So we were like into Bad Brains, and we were into Bad Religion, we were into Minor Threat.
You tell me, like the
and like 7 seconds. And like those were kind of the bands that fueled all like the six song demo and Blue Room.
Yeah.
And you know, we're very thankful for that, because soon after that, you know, then the Epitaph movement happened, and we were, not that we were on Epitaph or Fat, but we're definitely lumped into that category.
Right.
And it gave us a place, you know, in music. And so,
yeah,
it was timing, really.
Yeah. Favorite UL guitar riff, straight up. You got one? That's tough, huh?
That is
tough. Always tough, dude.
Well, there's like fucking 100 songs.
You guys have a few songs.
I don't know. I think that Lonesome is pretty cool. think Up All Night's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think Starships is pretty cool.
Favorite UL song to play live? You have one? I know, dude.
It's probably like, it probably is Up All Night because I know that we're done after that.
Let's smoke some cigarettes and catch up on the back porch, fire up another roast, and we don't need a rest. This is just a test.
Oh, is that typically your closer?
Yeah, cool, yeah. Cool.
One album, dude, on a deserted island. What would you pick?
Fucking blow my brains out, A.
Right.
But it'd probably have to be the Growlers' Chinese Fountain at the moment.
We are the miners of another generation. Feel scrape dry with no choice but be creative.
All right, cool. How about a movie?
A movie?
Right.
Huh. Let me think about that.
You a big movie guy? Movie,
yeah,
TV?
Yeah, I love, like, I'm super duper lazy, so yeah, I love movies and TV. Favorite movie? I don't know, man. Like the Goonies?
Goonies?
Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
TV show? Netflix series? Anything big come to mind?
Like, I watch the Discovery Channel and okay. the History Channel, so it's like Ancient Aliens and... fucking like Blue Planet and stuff like that. Go. That's my shit. Like
some inspiration to lyrics.
It's not even a little bit. It's just like, it's just kind of like, I don't really get into like TV shows. I did fall into the Game of Thrones trap and I loved it.
There you go.
I did it and I'm really looking forward to April. But other than that, like I really don't watch that kind of TV. You know what I'm saying? I don't watch Friends. I don't do all that shit. You know, like I watch, if I'm watching TV, it's more or less to like unless it's a movie, like to educate me, kind of.
Sure.
That's where I'm at.
Most memorable Unwritten Law show, what comes to mind, or tour? I know, so tough.
Yeah, we've
you got to keep in mind a lot of these questions are for local guys, dude.
Cool, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
we've been around 31 years, something like that, since 89.
Is that right? 31 years,
something like that. It's been a fucking long time.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm props, 46 brother. Now
46,
and we started when I was 18. So, I mean, you do the
wow,
math.
Right.
A long fucking time.
I'll pass on that.
No. So favorite tour, the No Doubt tour was, you know, we toured Australia with No Doubt, and it was really fun because they're blowing up at the moment. And
was that in the 90s?
You know,
when they first kind of Just a Girl kind of era?
Yeah, it was during Tragic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And then on Return to Saturn, they asked us to do Europe, and that was really fun. Because I just love those guys, and I love Gwen. Like, I love all the people in the band. They're just great.
Right on, dude.
We toured a lot with Blink. Those guys are, you know, those guys were so fun back in the day.
Keep in touch with those guys?
You know, I text
or anything like that?
I talk to Travis every once in a while.
Do you? Right on.
Yeah. The only one when I saw Mark at the show, He's like, yo, so you still playing? I was like, fuck you, man. Like, he's still like, what are you talking? Like, you're that. I guess he's a Beatle, but whatever. No, he's just like, they're the biggest rock band on the planet.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. Second to Unwritten Law.
Shit. You know, so I talked to Travis. He's still, you know, he's fucking down, man. He's such a sweet guy.
Right on, dude.
Mark was very kind when I did run into him, but he was just kind of had like these kind of questions where I'm like, are you fucking making fun of me? Or
right.
You know, we grew up, like, you know, our bands came up together and we put you on everything. Like, don't act like that.
What about Tom? Did you see Tom on Joe Rogan?
You are fucking crazy when you start talking about this.
I'm going to show you my dick.
No, fuck, I got to see that.
You got to watch that.
I absolutely
He just
do.
Goes fucking nuts, all about conspiracy theories, and you know how Tom is.
I absolutely do. I ran into Tom probably like a year or two ago when I was taking my son to the movies, and he was cool, whatever, and he wasn't in Blink, and I was like, I was just like, ooh, like, I have my own theory about what's going on with that, like, but it goes really deep. It's kind of like some Tom DeLonge shit,
right?
Like, I believe that they're such like pop icons or whatever. They have generations of people, and I think that because I do watch Ancient Aliens and all that shit, I do think that the Illuminati or the government or whoever's running the big picture needs someone to deliver. Get us all ready for fucking basically to falsify religion.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I think it gets really deep.
That was kind of his claim, dude. Like, he was working with them and he's almost their messenger.
That's exactly what it is.
It gets very complex, bro. You got to watch that shit.
And so, I can't wait to. But that's the thing, is this is my own theory as well.
Right.
And so, how could they bring to the masses multi generations? You know, it has to be done through you know, I don't know, it's through someone who can touch these people and so people, right. the people, these people someone have trusted mainstream. And listened to
right.
for, you know, decades now. Like they're as old as we are, 30 years old, you know? And so, you know, Tom collects on every show, on every fucking Blink record, even the new records. And I think that there was some kind of deal made, like when, and Tom's like, yeah, I'll go do this alien shit for a while. You go do a record with Matt. And we'll reconvene after fucking I unload the fucking the mother load. You know what I'm saying? I think there's some weird shit going on. I do believe Tom will be back in Blink.
You think so?
I think it's a huge. It's a big. It's bigger than just music,
right?
Or like whatever. It's like it's an actual thing. That's what I believe, anyways.
I think Blink fans really want that dude. I mean, for him to go back. That's
saying, yeah.
Right.
I mean, totally. He's like, you know, he basically. You know, there was a star three piece. You know, you had Travis, the best drummer, and you have Mark, is, you know, some fucking good looking, pretty good lyricist,
right?
Bass player, and he did have his own like kind of bass chord style. And then you have Tom, who literally invented his own kind of guitar style.
Right.
It's kind of like Slayer, but in major keys. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like all riff oriented, and it's repeated arpeggiated riffs over, descending and ascending bass lines.
Yeah.
But it's a sound.
Right.
And it really couldn't be done without him. Like, you know, with Matt, I think the record's really good with Matt.
But from Alkaline Trio.
Yeah. So, but I think that it's like they're reduplicating Tom's sound.
Right.
Yeah. And that's not really fair or something in my head. I don't know. Something doesn't connect with me there, but I'm happy that Mark and Travis get to go on tour because Tom won't, or because Tom can't, or whatever the fuck their little secret deal is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy
it
for that.
It could just be a big plan to release this fucking amazing reunion, you know?
You know, they broke up once before, and it did wonders for their career.
Yeah.
You have that bit. But then you have Tom doing this stuff, you know, and he actually has legit fucking government officials working on his shit.
Right.
And so, like, I think they're giving it a little bit, so enough information. You know, he leaked that fucking, that airplane, some F-18 fighter off the coast of San Diego or somewhere. Tom did. He released it like 2 or 3 days before the New York Times did.
The F-18 Hornet exploded into flames in a residential area near a school and busy freeway. At least 2 people were killed on the ground.
Yeah, and so like Tom got it out, and then fucking New York Times picks up and puts it out. I'm like, oh shit, they're giving him the juice. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. I have lots of theories, but anyways, totally there's that crazy whole thing.
And you're both Poway kids, right?
Yeah.
Did you know each other before the band or not so much?
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Yeah,
you
kind of grew up or went to school? We skated together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So cool. Moving on. And I know you have limited time here. You're getting ready to jam down the hall with Unwritten Law.
I'm sure they'll be late.
You think so?
I know so.
Yeah. I thought Wade was like always over there, dude. We're right down the hall. We're here at
Wade's always there when we're not there. And then
right?
Yeah. And then when we plan to be there. He'll show up.
He was in there the other day. We were jamming, and he comes out with this like pretty blonde.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if I'm getting him in trouble here, but he's like, yeah, dude, sounds good. Keep it up.
Hopefully he has a pretty blonde in there.
Right. Couldn't imagine what they were doing.
Not me either. I mean, I actually can't imagine. I know exactly what they were doing.
Right. Biggest fear. Anything come to mind?
Biggest fear?
Right.
Like my children getting hurt. Right. I don't want to put that out in the universe, but that's my biggest fear.
Absolutely. I have a 5-year-old. I can relate to that. Yeah. Biggest pet peeve when playing a show, right? Something sound related or,
I kind of go into a zone, I guess, when I play. Yeah. I have some pet peeves. Like if fucking the monitor guy isn't watching shit and it's feeding back at me, like I really hate that. I don't like it when we have a bad show. That's a pet peeve. Like Wade's on his and on a fucking on a bender, and he and like I don't like that when he's like out of control and and when it's not can't be contained. We've had some episodes, and I don't like it when I've been out of control and I can't be contained. You know, so like you know, our band's pretty.
I hear that.
Our band's pretty reckless. You know, not we're fun. You know, I guess fun built this band and this body. So
right. How long has Wade been back with you guys? Because I know it's been off and on. He wasn't on an album or two, right?
Yeah, he wasn't on Swan, so it was 7 years ago.
Okay. So fuck yeah. Reunion with Wade.
With Wade, yeah. Since, and that was the last record that we did with Stephen PK.
Okay.
So I think he came in about probably like 5 years ago.
Fuck yeah, cool. Any favorite local venue to play? I know you guys just did the Black Album at, where was that, North Park?
Observatory, yeah.
Observatory, yeah.
That venue is really cool. I really love... I'm more like of a green room person. Like if the green room's dope, I like that venue.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I do like House of Blues.
I did
love the Observatory. I do like, the intimacy of the Belly Up.
Right. Right. I saw you guys at the Casbah. That was just kind of a, you know, I want to say that was fuck dude, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Something like that. But that was rad.
Casbah's really cool and the sound's really good in there, but their green room is like part of the office and it's smaller than this studio. You know what I'm saying? It's really like, there's not enough for your whole band to sit down.
Right.
There's like two chairs and,
yeah.
And so again, like, and I don't like to like really hang out, like, you know, like again, 31 years doing this in live shows and I don't come to the venue until like an hour before I play. And then I go to my green room and I just kind of have it cleared out so I can,
yeah,
get in the mental space I need to be in and pace and smoke cigarettes, whatever it is that I do that to get me in the place I want to be mentally to go out and do my job or whatever.
Right.
And so it's not like a party. It's not like getting back to the green room. It's like, I want to go to a place where I feel comfortable. I can chill the fuck out and I don't have to hear loud music coming through because I'm going to be warming up the vocals and I'm going to be playing the growlers. I'm going to be doing shit, you know? So,
right. Like, do you still get some pre-show nerves?
Never.
Never.
Nah.
You've just learned how to control that, huh?
I kind of honestly, not like in a fucking dickhead way, but like I just never really got them.
You never did?
Nah.
Wow, okay.
I just really didn't give a fuck. And I guess it was because when we started, it was weird. It's like we had a fan base already. Like we started playing parties in Poway.
Right.
And we just played like literally fucking 100, 200 parties in Poway. And before we played our first show.
Right.
And so the first time that we played Soma downstairs, the old Soma market,
yeah,
they had a downstairs, it was called the Dungeon. And if you had 100 people come to say that they came to see you, they move you up to the upper floor. And since we'd been playing parties in PQ and Rancho Bernardo and Poway and Ramona, and we're doing like just party circuit, we just gained this fan base. So our very first show downstairs, we had like fucking 200 or 300 people that came to see us.
Wow.
And they were there to see us. And
yeah.
I think by that time we had released our 6-song demo, so they knew the words.
Wow.
And it was happening. So the first show we played, it was like we had a built-in fan base. I mean, we moved immediately to the real stage and
wow,
just kind of went from there. But I'm not sure if that's why. And also I used to get
you've been spoiled from the start, basically.
spoiled and drunk.
Well, talented, you know, bro. I mean, from a singer songwriter standpoint, you guys kill it, bro. I mean, you're good. You've been inspiration for me as a lyricist and as a songwriter. And you guys have some fucking banger songs, period.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
And that reflects your fan base, man. Reveal something about yourself that most people wouldn't know.
No.
Yeah, fuck you, bro.
No.
No, okay, cool. A band you want to see live that you haven't? Anyone come to mind?
Band I want to see
or
live.
Or maybe that...
Yeah. You know what? Like, I just don't... I don't...
Do you go out to shows a lot?
You know, that was the point I was going to make, is that I don't really, like, fucking do that, you know? Because I've seen everything. I've seen everybody. So it has to be something really fucking special that I want to see. So,
cool.
Like, bands that I would go out to go see would be... My favorite band is the Growlers.
I want to have your mouth with me. I want to put you my daddy.
They're fucking just the best band on the planet right now.
Rad, dude.
I would go see Blink because it's quite a smoke and mirrors show. It's really quite an event. They're great. I love The Antwoord. I'd go see The Antwoord.
Yeah.
I do want to see Paul McCartney, you know, like...
Yeah, I saw him at Petco. He's amazing.
Yeah, I want to see Paul McCartney when he comes.
Right.
But other than that, I just live music is just pretty fucking... pretty abrasive at this point in my stage of my life.
Right. I do want to say straight up, not to hate on Blank, but you guys fucking kill them live.
Oh, thank you.
I've seen both you guys several times. And
I mean, with them,
I know you guys kind of grew up, and there's probably competition there a little bit. You know,
there
some
definitely
friendly
was.
Competition, but that you guys was, just fucking
they write great,
them
you know, they write great songs. And
they do.
And, you know,
no, for
it's,
sure.
it's Travis is really something to watch.
Right.
And then they also have like fucking smoke and fucking cannons and fucking shit. Like fucking, it's crazy. Like
let me get some of that shit, bro.
Yeah. Give me some more smoke.
Right. Last thing on this one, favorite hobby outside of music? What are you into?
Skateboarding, probably.
Okay.
Skateboarding.
Still skating? Cool.
That's kind of it. I don't really do much. Uh-oh. Fucking. I love fucking.
Fucking. Fucking and skating, folks. Yeah,
that's it.
All right, we'll do a dream segment, just a few questions, and then you're down to jam a song?
Sure.
Cool, brother. If you could tour with any band that you haven't, who would it be?
The Growlers.
Cool. If you could bring one band or musician back from the dead, who would it be?
Bob Marley.
Fuck yeah. If you could party with one musician, dead or alive, who would it be?
John Lennon.
Yes, good answers, dude. If you could wave a magic wand and make a band never exist, besides every popular band out right now.
Fuck, I don't know. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, you probably don't hate on
who
any
do I
bands,
fucking
dude.
Hate? Who do I really like? Just makes
yes,
my dick
soft. Talk some shit.
Let me see.
Imagine Dragons gets hated on a lot.
I keep on reading this, and I just don't see it. Like, they're great songs.
I
they're
like
fucking,
their songs. Yeah,
it's great production.
I think it's the fact that they're the new rock standard. They're lowering that rock standard.
Well, if that's the case, yeah. then that is our fault as
right.
musicians.
That's
like
just
fucking
the new
write a fucking
generation,
better,
maybe.
Write a fucking meaner song. Write a right. write the future. You know,
right.
Fucking out future them.
Right.
That
right.
isn't their fault. Someone told me like they're the new Nickelback or something. I was like, what?
Ooh, I don't agree.
Well,
with that.
Either do I. I literally just read it yesterday. I'm like, well, that's a fucking pretty deep fucking cut. Like, I don't think they deserve all that.
Right.
And even Nickelback wrote freaking fucking good
yeah,
songs. You know, like, fuck.
Did.
Like, whatever.
I get people hating on Nickelback, though. I do understand that.
You know, I don't like.
But
I don't like fucking manufactured pop acts. I think that's fucking weird. I saw this thing on the European Music Awards like two months ago, and there was just like these two dudes that kind of came out. They're singing some kind of Backstreet Boy thing, and then all of a sudden they had like these things attached to their fucking sides, and it lifted them up, and they started doing like little spinny circus flips in the air as they're trying to rap, but they couldn't stop spinning. And I was just going, oh my god, this is the most amazingly fucking worthless thing I've ever seen ever. I hope this whatever band that was,
die.
If you're listening,
yeah.
That's the band I wish someone would want over and just fucking make them fuck all the way off.
Was that on TV that you saw that? Or
Yeah. European Music Awards that
Got
just
it.
Happened this year,
okay.
2018.
Fucking
Google
hilarious.
That shit. The two fucking white kids spinning
two,
around.
Two spinning
fuck,
white kids.
Fuck those
acting.
Kids, dude.
Fuck those assholes.
We're gonna ride till we fall.
Where would you like to be with Unwritten Law? I know this is more of a local band question, but are there any things you want to achieve with Unwritten Law that you haven't, dude?
I want to achieve. I want to achieve happiness.
Sure.
And I want to make good music that makes people happy. That's what I want to achieve.
Awesome. New Year's resolution. Last question. 2019, brother.
Fuck.
Same thing.
Trying to be a good person. Trying to have compassion.
Right on.
Get back into meditation, Buddhism, and fucking write a good record and try not to fucking kill myself every day.
I hear you, brother. I think that's easily achievable for you, dude, for sure.
Word.
And I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Let's jam.
Let's do it.
We have come to the live portion of Plopalooza with Scott Russo of Unwritten Law. What are you thinking, brother?
I'm gonna play Oblivion. I like the lyrics in it. Well, you're my chemical. I'm in trouble. I've lost all control. Come on. 12 o'clock in a Save-On parking lot. A 30-day supply to get us high. Say goodbye tonight, my love. Welcome to oblivion. Here I come. Here I come. Burning bridges just for fun. One by one. Damage done. Can you feel me?
here I come. Oh, oh. In my darling remedy. Oh, please, please, please don't leave me. 2 o'clock, we've been around the block. We closed the bar and lost the car. We've come too far to stop tonight, my love. Welcome to oblivion. Here I come, here I come. Bunny bridges just for fun. One by one, damage done. Can you feel me? Here I go. And yes, well, it tastes like you might be laced. I'm not sure. I can't feel you anymore. No. Say goodbye, my love. Welcome to oblivion. Destruction, here I come. Bunny bridges just a fun. One by one. Yeah, the damage has been done. I'm torn to pieces small enough to pick me up. So pick me up. Welcome to oblivion. Destruction. Here I come. Can you feel me? Here I come. Feel me? Here I come.
Scott Russo, Unwritten Law with Oblivion. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, man.
What's the last podcast you've done?
Never. This is it.
Never?
This is
I'd love
first.
To hear that.
I've done interviews, and maybe some of those people that came backstage were podcasts. I don't know.
Expect a full length from Unwritten Law by summer 2019. You guys are doing the tour Black Album, right? Again, or?
Yeah. We're doing, we did it here in San Diego. We did the full tour in Australia.
Fucking missed it in San Diego. I had to work.
Oh, yeah. So did I. It was all successful. So now we're doing it in Orange County and we're doing it in Vegas and Arizona and Colorado and like one other place.
Cool, brother. Again, Scott Russo, thanks for doing this, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
If you need an opener, Ready, Set, Survive's right down the hall from you guys, all right?
All right. Perfect.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man. Children are real.
One, two, three, four. Flapalooza. Flapalooza. We're talking to ya. I'm Flapalooza.